certainly know you're coming, Pete.
Yeah, well, we're just about to move them to another paddock.
How often does that happen?
Oh, about every 3 to 3.5 days. Depends on the size of paddock.
So they're pretty familiar with the routine?
Yeah, they're like dairy cows once they get going.
We'll just do a little exercise here where we'll start a bit of relaxed movement. We'll get the movement, then we'll get direction later. So these animals have come to us, so we've got to teach them to go away from us a little bit. So we'll start some nice relaxed movement through. So if Pete, if you want to start those few looking at us relaxed, that's good. I'll just put a few backwards and forwards movements here and we'll see the movement start through the centre. See, it's starting to go straight there through the centre now. And then we can direct it by going out the sides. So that's lovely. Work, Pete, starts that up nice. That beast has just walked away straight. We can't ask for anything better than that. They're comfortable.
And these movements that you're making just left to right, are you making eye contact with them or...?
I am. I'm looking over everything. So I'm looking over the herd, not looking at any particular one. What we try and do is we try and do movement that's comfortable for those animals to move away from. So backwards and forwards is not predatory. We're walking straight lines and sharp angles, and they'll move off that, as you can see, at a quiet, controlled, calm. And once we've got that controlled movement, we can get good direction.
What benefits does that give you when you come to actually move the whole mob across to another paddock?
Well, when you get controlled slow movement, it's what we call good movement. So everything sucks to it. It goes straight, it's in perpetual motion, and we can aim it, and we've got total control. And that's one of the things that industry needs. These days, like this is a perfect example, it's a reef catchment property. We've got best practice pasture management that we need to get, basically have no runoff or sediment runoff. So we've got to manage our pastures right, and we've got to get best production we can out of animals. So we need a spelling rotational type system. Now, when we've got animals in a frame of mind like this, it's very easy to do. If we don't have them in a frame of mind like this, cooperative cattle, it's difficult to do. And that's one of the reasons why best practice in pasture, marketing, breeding, feeding systems fall over, because we don't have cooperative cattle with their minds right.
How might it'd be different if we were walking into a different yard where you hadn't had any interaction with the cattle? What would be the noticeable difference in the behaviour of the mob?
Every mob's different. So animals always tell you where you need to be and how you act it. In a different mob, we might be right over in that other side of the corner, 100 metres away, starting the right movement. But animals, we need a depth knowledge of animal behaviour so that we know how to position ourselves to get them to do what we want.
And how do you know?
Observation, the animals always tell us. It's these little things that we see. Animals, once we understand behaviour and what they're telling us, it's easy to position ourselves around it to get the right movement.
How much of the temperament of the animals is to do with their behaviour and how much is to do with their genetics?
Oh, look, there's no doubt genetics make a difference. So I'd say it's going to be 20-80, the way we treat animals, the way we work around them. An attitude of being around animals makes a huge difference. We can select on genetics, but it's a long process. The biggest thing is what we've done is we're trying to give people change stock handling from just being a routine job to a knowledge job. When you give people knowledge that empowers them so they get an understanding that this is a real knowledge job. Every time I work with animals, I'm teaching them something. And once they do that, they really enjoy what they're doing and just can't wait to get out of bed to get their cattle right. There's a lot of science to it. One, it makes doing the job easier. The other thing is we know quite a low-stress animals perform a lot better. Now, animals that have got any issues with discontent on where they are will not eat to a fill and will not drink to a fill. And obviously there's production issues with that.
And the movement of cattle, which traditionally can be a stressful situation.
Cattle love to be moved as a mob. When you get good movement like this, it's like giving them a massage. So every time we work them, they get better and they'll actually put more kilos on if we work them regularly and give them good mental exercise. If we don't and we get bad movement, like a lot of people do, we just lose kilos. And that's why a lot of people don't want to handle their cattle.
Tim McGrath, you've been teaching low-stress stock handling for many, many years. They refer to this skill, I guess the term horse whisperer or cattle whisperer comes up in dispatches, and that's, I guess it's a very American term. How do you describe what you do?
Well, basically it's a behaviourally correct, so we need a knowledge of behaviour. It's a psychological way of working livestock instead of physiologically, because traditionally I used to have a cattle jigger and I was just worried about, I jig it that way, the body goes over there, I can put the body on a truck. This is putting the mind on the truck and the body follows. It's an ethical way. Society, I think, demands that we do things and treat our animals ethically, and it's an enjoyable way.
Regardless of the size or the scope or the challenges of the individual properties? Because I guess looking around Quinken Springs, it's a little bit like heaven on a stick, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is. But what we find is people with little paddocks, little blocks, tend to have more problems. We have some big issues across northern Australia. Obviously, the bigger the places, the bigger the influence, but there's just as much work that needs to be done on these smaller places.
All right, well, you and Peter got a job to do. I don't want to get in the way any more than I already have. What are these cattle waiting for you to do now?
They're just going to get moved to a new paddock. They've had the lead taken out of them as bullocks. So I think, they, as you can see here, the pasture's still in good nick, but it needs a quiet spell, and they're going to move to a new paddock.
And they're pretty happy about that, I gather?
Yeah, as you can see, they're content. Everyone here is just relaxed, chewing its cud. There's no bellowing. There's no agitation, there's no anxiety, so it's good, controlled, relaxed environment.
Quinken Springs is 480 hectares of green pastures at Malanda, carrying about 850 head of mainly Brahman cattle. Peter and Colleen McLucas say they work the land as hard as anyone, but it's all about finding the balance. A balance that's come a lot more easily since they adopted Tim McGrath's low-stress stock-handling philosophy. Do you have to call them, Pete, or will they just...
Oh, no, they just play through. But I don't mind calling them, because when I do want them, if they don't move, I'll sing out and then they will follow.
It's really great, yeah. There's nothing worse than crazy cattle.
How much work is involved?
Not a lot, really. It's just understanding the animals and handling them regularly as we do, yeah, and the cattle. Just get used to it and, yeah, it's easy.
Peter McLucas, what are the tangible benefits?
I think one way is, like, a lot of producers have weaners and they're pretty quiet and that, and then but they can't muster their bullocks. So I think you must be doing something with your cattle that you're doing it wrong. But now the bullocks here are better than the weaners, are relaxed, so I think we must be doing something right.
We sent cattle to Townsville last Thursday, and the comment from the truckie was they didn't move. They were wonderful, you know, and it's just a flow on. If you can handle them through the whole line and then at the end of the line they're relaxed when they're being trucked, they're going to arrive at the abattoir in a pretty good frame of mind. You know, if they're crazy when you're loading them on the truck, well, by the time they get to the other end, that's really, you're not really doing the job properly.
So what does that mean to your bottom line?
Oh, more relaxed cattle, better money, and people want your cattle if they know they're going, if they're, you know, not crazy. We get that many comments about our cattle, and, you know, the meatworks buyers that come here are pretty impressed when they can drive into the paddock and the cattle just all run up to them. So, yeah, definitely. They keep coming back if they're buying the right article, I guess.
What have you had to change, physically change, about the way that you do things here at Quinken Springs?
Yeah, well, with the yards, they were was a dairy shed sort of when we came here, and then just the sides with portable panels, it's sort of good. You can change your yards to make it work right.
I think the biggest benefit out of the low-stress livestock handling is when your cattle are in the yards, because you can read your cattle, you learn to read the cattle and effectively work them, and with a really good outcome. And, you know, I find that Peter and I work together in the yard so much better now than we used to. You know, we don't argue anymore, which is good.
So what is it? It's low-stress animals, low-stress humans as well?
Oh, for sure. If you're not stressed out, you don't put that onto your cattle.
How long have you guys been working together?
Oh, since we were married, yeah. That's a few years ago.
He's understating the case.
100 years ago, did he say?
Yeah.
Like most people, you don't think you can learn anything. You think you know everything, but this opened our eyes. It's just understanding how it all works in a better way. It's a great thing. I don't think you can ever stop learning.
Thanks very much for allowing me into your paddocks here at Quinquin Springs.
Not a problem.